Blog Talk Radio.
You came into my life and tried to do me wrong. So in return for that, I have sent you this song. It tells you what I think and how I feel about you. So take a seat and listen up, 'cause every single word is true. Dickhead, you're such a dickhead. Everybody knows it, everyone but you. You're a dickhead. I hope you'll soon be dead. And this is payback time for what you put me through. The way you behaved was a total disgrace. I'd never grow tired of punching your face. You think that putting me down lifts you higher? I wouldn't diss on you if you were on fire. You think you're better than me? Well, you're not, my friend. I'll get further in life than you in the end. You're nothing, you're worthless, just dirt on my shoe. Wherever you go, whatever you do, people will sing this song to you. Dickhead, you're such a dickhead. And everybody knows it, everyone but you. You're a dickhead. I hope you'll soon be dead. And this is payback time for what you put me through.
Hello, Carl.
Greetings, salutations. Nice to be here.
No, it's not. Hello, Vicky.
Oh, hi, Stephen. It is nice to be here, but the subject is frustrating.
Every year since we started, I've done a one of these shows, haven't I, Carl and Vicky? Every freaking year.
Yep.
Every year I freaking pray, please, God, do not let me have to do this show. But no, you can't let things be. My dogs have more civility than most of you people out there in social media land. Why?
Yeah.
Why does it seem like everyone is getting stupider, not smarter?
Because media and everything is making us stupider, at least, you know, influencing the young. Of course, Vicky could talk about that. She is the teacher.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I think it's got a lot to do with, social media, but we're into a second generation of social media. And so it's not the young people that I deal with, 15-year-olds, they're just exhibiting what they see from their parents. And they are worse than their parents. But excuse me, people out there, you show the young people how mean you can be, and then they step it up a level. This is 2018, almost 2 decades into the 21st century, and we are meaner and crappier against each other than we've ever been.
Yeah.
Of course, you take a look
Go ahead, Carl.
You take a look at the political vitriol that comes out of both parties and all that and everything, and it just seems to foment hate and that. I mean, we're in a really, really bad situation as far as I'm concerned.
First, let's get into this. This is for me and Vicky because you haven't seen it, Carl. I actually liked The Last Jedi. I liked how they took some of the set-in-stone Star Wars tropes and set them on their ear, like Benicio del Toro. You know, hey, we got the lovable rogue who stabs them in the freaking back. All right, that's not expected.
Right. Right. No, there are lots of good things about The Last Jedi. The people who don't like it, I have two friends, very close friends, who hate it. And in fact, they had a hate watch of it 2 weekends ago, and I was invited, but I had to decline just because something else was happening. or I would have gone and could tell you exactly how much they hate it. But the thing is, they pretty much keep it within their little circle. They do not, one of them's not on social media at all. And so, and they are both in their mid-20s. They do not spew out hate at anyone or even at the film. They just don't like it. And they have a right to not like it. But how many thousands of others get on and say how much Rian Johnson's vision changed everything, and now I just, Star Wars is ruined for me forever. And they cry like whiny babies.
And don't forget, this is the term they use, and Carl brought this up. 90% of them, when they bitch, they say, this is not my Star Wars.
Yes. Because everything is personal.
When did fans think they own a franchise? When did that start, people?
Oh, God. I think it started with Star Trek. You know why I say that?
I would
that?
Agree with that.
Yeah, because
yeah.
The first movie, we waited forever for the first movie to come out. And so many people didn't like it. They didn't get it, for one thing, too cerebral for them. And then they didn't like it. And so the next film was everything put together that the fans who didn't like the first film wanted, and they put it into the second film, which is a really good film. But then fans started getting this idea, well, if I bitch and complain enough, I can get them to change it the way I want it to be changed.
Mm-hmm.
Paul and Nelson helped them write the original movie, didn't he, Vicky and Carl?
Harlan put his, yeah, he put his 2 cents in. Yes, he did.
I don't think
well,
it was really
one guy
adhered
at a convention
to, though.
Came up to Harlan. And he said to him, I don't like what you did with Star Trek the movie when you're writing. Harlan thought about it for a second and just looked at him and said, fuck you.
Right. Right. And he should. Harlan, you know, is a cerebral writer. And he just tells it the way it is. He's honest. And a lot of people can't handle that. And especially now, the whiny babies who are now in their 40s, geez, they just can't handle it. Oh, no, don't change it.
And I wish to God this is the first dance that we're talking about tonight, but the woman who played the black character in Ghostbusters got ran off social media.
Oh, that was awful.
Do you remember the lovely things they said to her, Carl and Vicky?
Oh, yes.
I don't really want to repeat them.
Yeah, they're too
okay.
awful to even say. Yes.
But think of every racial epithet. But think of every racial epithet. Think of every anti-female epithet. Put them together, and that's basically what they called her.
Yeah. It was awful.
Yeah.
And I watched the movie, and I didn't go to the movie theater, but I did watch the film, and I didn't think it was that bad. I mean, there were some missteps in the film, but she was a good character in that film. And so it was just hate for hate's sake.
Yeah, it was clunky, but just by watching it, I was thinking, God damn, the second one would have been a badass one.
Yeah.
You know, well, we grew
well,
up with franchises like that when we were kids, didn't we? Where the first film wasn't that good, but there's enough potential that they really knocked it out of the park once they started getting going down the line.
Right, right.
But, yeah, and then 3 days ago, it was on a Monday, Kelly Marie Tran, who played Rose in the Star Wars The Last Jedi, and why they picked her character to hate For God's sake, I don't know.
Oh, I do. I do.
Oh, yeah, there's lots of reasons.
Why?
Okay, go ahead, Vic. Why don't you say first?
Oh,
yeah, you go ahead.
Well, first, okay, I was a little irritated by it because, am I still on?
Yes,
my
absolutely.
Phone ringing. Okay, I was trying to stop my phone from ringing. Sorry, everyone. The one thing I didn't like is that I was really looking forward to the Ray and Finn reunion because they were separated. And Rian Johnson and whoever else helped write the screenplay decided that's not what we were going to get. If he would have just given everybody that, then, I mean, all of the screenwriters, producers, everyone who made the decision not to give the fans that particular thing, they had to take all that expectation that was let down, turn it into hate, and put it on someone, and they put it on the Rose character, which they translated into the actress. And then from that point on, it just got really nasty because she's Asian and blah, blah, and blah, blah. And I really think it was that.
Oh, let's not forget the biggest thing they bitched about.
What?
She's not some matchstick, skinny, beautiful,
right.
bullshit
right.
Hollywood ideal of what a woman should be.
Right. She's not a New York model. She's not tall. She's not. Her face isn't thin. She's thin. She's as thin as any actress who starved herself in Hollywood can be. She just doesn't have that New York model bone structure. And that's what, you know, Hollywood in very small ways is trying to change that model image. Into, I mean, Daisy Ridley doesn't have that exact bone structure either. And she was body shamed also, and to the point where she got off of social media too. So it's this geeky nerd bullshit that really started in the gaming industry with those nasty boys that I won't even play with anymore. It's them bleeding over into their...
What is it? Okay, what is it that we, you know, are disappointed in a film or whatever, and then we pinpoint it to a specific actress or actor, generally because it's very, very easy to, you know, be hateful about their race, be hateful about this or whatever. My thing is with this actress, and I did follow that, the articles a bit, most of what the bit troll was wasn't the character, but that she was Asian. Am I correct in that?
Yeah, saying lovely things like her nickname in the fandom was Ching Ching Chong.
You know what? That, we'll get into it more when we get into another story with my ideas on this. But when you stereotype and you do it angrily at someone who is not white Anglo-Saxon, who is a minority, you're just being the asshole. You're more than an asshole. You're
being an
asshole
for no reason.
Yeah. And you're taking
right.
all this disappointment and shedding it on someone and shaming their race. Fuck you. Sorry. I'm done.
No, fuck you. Yeah, fuck. Just, no. It's the same crap that all the women in Mad Max will get. It seems like my generation
right,
of geeks and the one below it are fucking terrified of women.
Yes, yes, absolutely. Because, yes, how was it 2 years ago or 3 years ago? I can't remember now. Two, huh? That Fury Road came out? And people are like, oh my God, it's not even Mad Max's movie. It's Charlize Theron, and they just changed it so much. I hate it. Bring back the manly Mad Max. And it's like, did you actually watch the movie? Did you see what the movie was about? No, it's just that there's a female lead character, and you can't take it. You hate women.
Well, and she's kick-ass as much as Mad Max. And they pissed about that, too.
They did.
And she whooped ass with one arm.
Yeah, with one arm.
You know what? I have one thing to say to all these people. Fuck you. Watch Pam Grier movies. She'll kick your ass.
Yeah.
Never mind.
Have you seen Atomic Blonde, either of you?
No,
I have
not.
I've only seen parts of it. I haven't seen it all the way through.
Well, the first shot of Charlize Theron in that movie is her rising from a bathtub naked, looking like she got run over by a Mack truck with bruises all over her body.
Well,
yeah.
She
I
is
know
a badass in that movie, but it shows the payment of being a badass.
Right.
You get into fights, you're going to get your ass. You're going to be black and blue before it's over.
Right. I try to tell my students all the time. I go, you know what? I was in a fight once. I was in middle school. I was in a fight, and they tell me I won. Tell you what, I didn't feel like I won. I could barely move the next day. And from that point on, I knew that I should never fight again because it hurts. And so I don't.
Body shaming and racially shaming somebody where they quit social media and just no. There's no justification for that.
None whatsoever.
Well,
Talking on the news earlier this year, and he got punched in the eye.
Who?
Yeah, because he's an asshole. But did he deserve to get punched in his eye on national TV like that? No.
No.
Hey, Vicky,
no,
you were about to say something.
Well, see, it's not just all of us reasonable people. I once was the target of some really forceful social media nastiness, okay? And I can't really talk too much about it, but it was coming from professionals, actually. And they were all men, and they were attacking me. And I ignored it for as long as I could, but then I got scared because I knew they had power. And I knew they knew where I lived. They didn't know exactly where my house was, I didn't think. But then I went into my Facebook and I changed everything. I dropped half of my friends, and I stopped talking on the thing that I was talking about. That was about 4 years ago. And it has to do with the book that I wrote. And that was some scary stuff, and I think that she stopped social media not because she couldn't take the harassment. It's that at a certain point, you start getting scared. The fear rises up, and then you're like, okay, now I'm scared. I'm acting like a scared person, so now I'm going to just quit.
Or you just get sick of it and just say, screw this, I don't want to deal with this anymore. Fuck you, I'm gone.
Yep. Yeah.
Carl, he's just a moderator at a group. We joke about it, but we're trying to think of an insult that they haven't called Carl.
My favorite is I'm an admin of Nazi.
Yeah,
I think I've seen that.
Yeah, I've been embittered by it.
It's like we're getting to the point where if we don't get our candy, if we don't get everything the way we want it, we're just going to burn the whole damn house down.
Well, the latest one there is we changed the policy for self-promotion, and people who want to do self-promotion have to contact us first. And I got this PM a couple of days ago from someone, like, why aren't, you guys are awful. You don't let us do what, it's like, have you asked permission? No, I don't need permission. I said, yes, you do. Otherwise, it's not going to post it. And right now, I'm not going to do it. So he left. You know, and that's fine. But you know what? You know, where is civility? Seriously, where is respect? There's a great Kink song that talks about that. But you know what? We're human beings. And most people, you know, most people that do this don't even think we're human. The other person is human. We're human beings. We deserve respect on either side. Period. Civility. You know, let's have a discussion. Let's not have a shouting match. But no, never mind. I'm done.
Yeah, Carl's smart. He's smart. He deserves respect, people. He deserves respect. He deserves it.
Becky, go ahead and comment. It's okay.
No, that's not. No, no.
I'm a Fredo on your butt.
No, I wasn't thinking that way, Carl. I'm just thinking about the ugly people. I mean, I commented on your incredibly strange film about this idea of being so mean to people, because I was just in a conversation about the film Annihilation. I was in it. I didn't start that conversation. And yet, as we're having a nice conversation, one of your older members, and I don't mean old in age, I mean I've been here forever and I've seen this post too many times. Bullshit.
Yeah, I saw
shit. Okay. He came in and he says, he's hitting us about, why are you still talking about this? We've talked about it. There are so many postings on this, blah, 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 being really mean, jumping into the conversation instead of just going, oh, I've already talked about this, and move on. These freaking people don't know how to move on. They just want to argue. So when I posted
Ricky, I was in the group for 30 seconds. Not 30 seconds before I seen on a post, this ain't weird.
Yes, and well, when I posted my thoughts on this guy being mean, so, I must have got 25 people yelling back at me that, you know, I'm some kind of privileged bitch with a job that blah blah blah. They were just trying to be mean to me. And I'm like, dude, you didn't even read what I said. My words did not say what you're saying back at me. You're just a fucker. You're a hater fucker.
Why is she on the show? Why is she on the show? Why is she on the show, Carl? You never told me she had a job. What the hell?
She has a
job on the show. What the hell is someone with a job? That is just one of the funniest insults I could think of saying to somebody. Yeah, and you got a job, don't you?
No, it was actually I was up at 5 o'clock in the morning looking at that, and I was just laughing at those people. It's like, dude, I just said that I didn't have enough time to be on 24/7 because I have a job. You're a stupid idiot. So I did. I posted back to the guy. I go, you're just a stupid idiot, aren't you?
You know, I have to say, as admin of that group, that Vicky gets passed all the time. I'm the one that approved that particular post.
Oh, you are? Because I didn't know if I get to be approved or not. I was.
Oh, no. I approved you. Don't worry about it. You're approved. But, you know, what? I it sort of worked. One thing you have to know about Vicky is she could take care of herself. Nobody's going to kick her ass. Trust me.
Not with words.
And I mean that.
Vicky can take care of herself.
And Vicky,
I
mean that.
Before you blink.
Yeah. And Vicky, I mean that sincerely with love. No one's going to kick your ass.
Yeah, well, they just don't know. They just have no idea when they get into a fight with me.
No, they don't. Trust me on that. I do, and that's all I'm going to say.
But here's the thing.
Oh, I'll tell you,
I'm not a hater.
Hold on, Stephen. Let her go.
Okay, go ahead.
But
go ahead, I'm not a hater. When somebody unjustly starts pounding on me, I usually hit them with humor. And then they can't stand that. If they want to do the hate thing, as you'll see, a lot of people on Twitter should just use humor to hit back at these people. Because when you hit them with humor, they don't know how to respond. And
oh, absolutely. I do it all the time.
More times, and then they'll stop. Because if you just hit them with humor, they're like, oh, I don't get it. I'm looking stupid. I'll stop. You know?
Well, you know, the other thing, too, is humor in many ways, you know, the only way to conquer hate is with love, but humor certainly friggin' helps.
Right.
Because it's a great diffuser.
Oh.
It's a great diffuser.
And for
trust me.
Full disclosure, yes, humor is a baseball bat that she has under her bed with the word humor written on it.
No. No, not at all.
I have a baseball bat in my car if anyone tries to.
What's its name?
I don't know. It's a little black one, though. And it'll do the job. It'll whack the shit out of your head.
Well, yeah, I mean, I've seen nothing about her. Some of that stuff.
Oh, it's just awful.
In the 80s and 90s, before it became permissible again, some of that shit they sell on social media get your ass put in jail. Shit,
right.
Or get your ass up on get your ass done on a civil, what is it, a violation of a civil rights charge?
There's, in California, you can go to jail for simply harassing another person. And
nice.
Since she lives in California, and if they could trace those IP addresses to California people, and if she wanted to pursue it, she could get them thrown in jail.
Nice.
Yeah, I like the fact that she's actually taking the high road.
Yeah.
Some people say, oh, she's running for the fight. She's a coward. No. She's taking the high road. She's probably like, I'm making like $1-3 million a movie, and they're just sitting there bitching at me. Well, I'll just console myself with the money I'm making off my Star Wars movie royalties, the figure royalties.
I don't know if it's that, Stephen. You know, hopefully it isn't. I would think, you know, maybe it's more, you know, I'm just not going to fight. They can show their hate, and I'll just back away. Sometimes the best way to act is to just back away.
Yeah.
I'm actually
that's
pretty good
at
that.
That's what I mean by taking the high road.
Yeah,
but it's not the money that's motivating her. Hopefully it's not.
I know, but like I'm just saying that, like all those people, they may bitch about her. And they're like, yeah, we run her off, ha-ha. And I'm like, well, fuck you. She's still got more money than you, so what the hell are you bragging about?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, if you put it that way, then from a third-person perspective, then I agree with you.
Yeah.
Well, I looked at her background. She's a graduate of UCLA, And I'm a graduate of the UC system, and I know that you got to be just a little smart to go to a UC, and especially UCLA, and graduate. And I'm thinking that most of those guys out there, and they're mostly guys out there doing this to her, are those dumb fucks who couldn't even pass high school.
Probably so. And by the way,
wait. They're the ones who sit around and play Fortnite all day on their phones, for God's sakes, on their phones playing Fortnite with their buddy. And then they're like, okay, who's going to buy us food? Where's mommy? Mommy, are you going to buy us tacos today? And then I'm gonna shame this Asian bitch because why? She was in Star Wars, and Asians aren't supposed to be in Star Wars. Oh wait, let's go back to Fortnite now. Did I hit it on the button, dudes out there?
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
And they looked at most of the people who they did, just checking out their Twitter feeds without naming their names. And
yeah.
Surprise, surprise, guess who they support?
Oh, yeah, the orangutan.
Yeah. I mean, I am shocked that the alt-right conservatives, who are not racist, but those skinheads are some pretty nice guys, if you ask them, are the ones doing this.
That's the one. It's just, I don't know. I thought that we were going to, Carl, you and I, we were together on the turn of the century, that January, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. We were.
And everything. I remember thinking that, wow, a new century. Things are going to be wonderful. People, I mean, it's, of course, before 9/11, but I was thinking things are going to be different. The world can be better. People know all this stuff by now. And the internet, look at the internet. It's so cool. We share stuff. I was so wrong. I was dead wrong on that.
Well, you know,
well,
the one thing
American
about social media,
Steve,
yeah.
Steve, okay, the one thing about social media, and I'm afraid I'm part of the problem maybe, is that it turns us into lemmings. It, you know, there's a lot of things going on with technology, you know, Orwell, you know, sort of like predicted it. And we're all just looking at our phones, and we're all looking at our computers, and we're not interacting. And with that non-interaction, we forget how to be respectful, be human, be caring about the others. That's that. I really believe that 100%. Okay, guys, go ahead.
Yeah. Well, I got two things to say. One, if you remember that one speech that Tyler Durden gives in the Mill Fight Club, it sums up how most of these angry, white, middle-class, poor conservatives are thinking. They were raised to believe that they're going to grow up, they're going to get a good job, they're going to make it because they are white, middle-class Americans. It's their privilege, right? I'm not using it in the ways that the politically correct using it. They were raised to believe that by what they see on TV, what they read in books and all that. It's their right to make it because they're American.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
I agree with that.
Well, what do you think about most of the people who do all this racist crap using this as their defense? Well, you just can't take a joke.
Well, you know what? Jokes are one thing, okay? But you can disguise your racism through a joke, and of course you're bringing on to someone else that I guess we should mention, that's Roseanne Barr and that whole situation. One of the things that we forget, you know, is that once something's put on Twitter or Facebook or whatever, it can't be erased. You can erase it yourself, but the proof is there. And that proof can just show how black a soul you have. And that's what happened to Roseanne. And you know what? It's nobody's fault but hers. She could blame Ambien for crying out fucking loud.
I know.
And did you see what the makers of Ambien said?
Yeah, I
there are lots of side effects, but racism isn't one of them.
I want one of those damn bottles that they made up, damn it. I want one of them so bad.
Yeah.
You see them, they're like little fake bottles that they made the company, and they had a label on it that says, Ambien, 100% guaranteed to not cause racism.
Absolutely. Beautiful.
I've just seen too many people use that as their safe place. But you just called them those horrible names. Oh, I was joking. They just can't take a joke.
That's why I don't like pranksters. All those shows that's another one of those shows that the adults watch and the little kids watch, and everybody sits around and laughs, but the little kid thinks that's what you do to people. Because
right.
The adults are responsible enough to take the kid out of the room or watch it at a different time. So the kid sees the adult they love or look up to laughing at the prank, and the prank is really terrible, and people are embarrassed and hurt feelings and everything. And then on the show, they go, oh, it's just a prank. That's what these kids have grown up with. And so I see things I never thought I'd ever see at school because of this. And so I do blame parents, and I do blame the generation above. So it's the 40-year-olds. Well, let's see. Let me think about who I'm thinking about. And it's all of us. Sorry. It's all of us. Okay?
Yeah.
It's all of us.
Yeah, I agree.
Plus,
you know, take your responsibility
for
something that we've lost.
Every name in the book.
Oh, Stephen.
And it ain't like the old days where you'd have to deal with them face to face and see the hurt
right. That
you're causing them, and that make you feel guilty. Nowadays, like someone go like, Stephen, you're a dirty damn Mexican, and put it on my wall. They don't know me, so they can say, I call him a dirty Mexican. Do you know who he is? No, but I did it anyway, and I don't have to worry about any repercussions.
Well, you know, I was just about to say, people don't take responsibility. People don't take responsibility. And that's something that we've lost considerably. There's a story, there's a story we'll be talking about later about responsibility that I really want to go off on. But we'll table that for a little bit. But go ahead, guys.
Well, yeah. I think that... it's all about responsibility. And so Kelly, she acted responsible, and I applaud her for that.
Absolutely.
But should all of us women?
No.
When we get, because if we do, because Daisy Ridley plays Ray, and I think she's a hell of a good actress, a good lead for Star Wars, and everyone hated it because why? She's a female. Okay? If she's going to go off Twitter because she can't take or stand it, and then Kelly goes off because she can't stand it, and we're taking the high road, blah, 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 and I get shut down by those Chapel Hill bastards. Did I say that? Sorry, Chapel Hill. I didn't really mean to name you. then
yes, you did.
The thing is, if we're all taking the high road, then we are shut down. And so now what?
Good question.
So there's got to be another solution here. Taking the high road is the best policy, or actually it used to be in the 20th century, but the 21st century says you're a pussy, that you are weak if you take the high road. And
right.
So we're all supposed to war against each other, I guess.
And don't forget my favorite term of the year. A lot of people, I'm not saying the race or color, were complaining. And their complaint was, why aren't there more white people in Black Panther?
Oh, God.
Now, I actually saw that. I'm saying,
yeah.
What? Oh, never mind. Make my head hurt, please.
Well,
and
look,
it just
that's
me
legitimate,
busy.
Though.
What?
No. That's legitimate. Because if we don't talk about it, especially what I think is great, Stephen, is that you always come out and want to do these shows. You're male. And that is standing up to your gender. And that's a tough thing to do. Because there are many, many, many males that I know that would not do that.
Well, there's some advantages of being an asshole, isn't there, Carl?
Yes, there is. And I will say, with the most kindest heart, you are an asshole.
I mean, you never did see me and Carl watch The Mac or watch Superfly or watch Boys in the Hood and then bitch to each other, God damn it, there's not enough white people in this movie. This movie needs white people.
Anyone who says that kind of thing about any of those movies is one of those clueless InfoWars people. Right?
Yeah.
They don't see the world. They don't see the world the way it really is. If we peel off those seven layers, that very thin seven layers of skin, every single one of us is built the same way. The only thing that would be different is a male or a female genitalia. And that's it, you stupid fucker. Oh, I said it. The only thing that would be different.
I mean, really, my generation do that because what did we grow up with? We grew up with Mary Ravenwood and Raiders of the Lost Ark. We grew up with Princess Leia kicking ass. We grew up with Cynthia Rothrock kicking ass. We grew up with Michelle Yeoh beating the crap out of men in the films. And Angela Mao Young, Sister Street Fighter, Pam Grier.
You better say Pam Grier or you're going to have me bitching and moaning.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, we grew up with strong female ass-kicking role models.
Oh, and let's bring someone else, too, because there was a post on ISF. Diana Rigg.
Yeah.
What about her?
Diana Rigg.
Oh, kick
and,
ass. That woman is kick
Gina
ass.
Rollins in Gloria.
Oh, yeah. Well, Sigourney Weaver in Alien. You know, here's the thing. If Alien came out today, people would be bitching and complaining that the captain died and the subordinate made it through.
Right.
It wouldn't
true.
Be
and they
wouldn't ending. Have, oh, go ahead.
And they wouldn't have made Ripley be an asshole and unlikable like they did through the first two reels of the first Alien before the switch started to happen.
Yeah.
Yep.
And so whatever it is about... Well, okay, think about the gaming industry and how the women were starting, because we like to game just as much as all those boys out there. And we spend as much money, sometimes more than you, on our gaming systems and the games we love. And sometimes we kick your ass pretty good. Anyway, when the females started standing up and saying, you're drawing us wrong, how come they, the male characters, have all that armor and we have on little skirts and bikinis and stuff? We don't want to be drawn that way anymore. And then the...
Wasn't
the,
that one of the most beautiful parts of Jumanji, Welcome to the Jungle?
What?
Didn't see it.
What?
Where she is in the Laura Croft tight cut shirt and shorts, and she's like, what the hell am I doing in this crap in the middle of the freaking jungle?
Oh, God, that's wonderful. I'll have to watch it now.
Oh, it's actually good.
Oh, I didn't know that. I had no idea. Well, good. See, that's the thing. But the backlash on that were the women who were standing up had to get off social media. They had to back off. They had death threats. People were arrested. Now, that was 5 years ago, 6 years ago. But it
something
hasn't
like that.
Nothing
yeah.
gotten better, though. You would think after so many years, people would be more enlightened. But look, nothing has changed. And it's
nope.
probably worse because our president
Thanks.
Can grab Percy.
Yeah.
Not just Percy. Not anymore. Oh. She brought it up. I'm saying it. Okay. It was the mid-90s. RuPaul was at her biggest. She was in full regalia at a party.
Uh-huh.
And then Donald Trump walked up to RuPaul and grabbed her crotch.
Oh, my God.
He jumped back and started cursing and got a red face and left the party immediately.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow.
Isn't that lovely?
Word.
Jesus.
What?
I have no
Say
words
that again,
for that. I have no words for that.
And you know what's really most important about that?
I do.
It shows that when he's talked about he's just going to grab him by the pussy, he wasn't talking shit.
Right. He was showing us his true character.
Yeah.
The real... Donald Trump, and then America elected the person.
Well,
yep.
If Obama hadn't have been black, they wouldn't
right.
have elected
right.
someone who's a
right.
racist back in because they won't watch that power again. They don't like it when them damn darkies get in control because they scare them because they're not like them.
Right. Right. You know, the whole thing is there was no real controversy surrounding the personal life of Obama, and people just really hated that. They hated it so much. I mean, I love Obama. He's my favorite speaker. I listen to his speeches for inspiration, for fun. I teach him to my students when we're doing speeches. He's a great orator. I disagree with many of his decisions in the White House, but he led our country well. And then to turn around and get this bigot, narcissistic son of a da-da-da into office is...
Son of a bitch.
Yeah, it's, I don't know. I'm still shocked by it. But I believe that because he's there, these things keep happening.
Oh, I don't think there's any question of that. You know, you take a look at the leadership.
I'm in the South.
Oh, hold on, Steve. Hold on.
Okay, go ahead.
You take a look at leadership. Leadership is supposed to give you a guide on how to act and how to purport yourself. Now, imagine, if you will, Vicki, and you know this. Imagine if Trump were a teacher.
He'd be fired.
Exactly. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. There's decorum. There are rules. And he subverted every rule. He wants to pardon himself for crying out fucking loud.
Yeah, well, I was reading today, if he does, that may be impeachment material. But
no question.
I come from down south. Trump is the power trip of every angry, disillusioned redneck who hates how everything has changed and who hated how everything got changed in America.
Yeah, I agree with that.
He's their power fantasy. Yeah.
But you know what? Here's the thing. It's nothing got changed in America, just that people's eyes were more opened because of the internet. You know, your neighbors down the street, they've always been Hispanic, or they've always been African American, or in Fresno, they've always been Asian. But now you must interact with them just a little bit more, because it's just the way it is. The internet opened all this up. And so now you're seeing the true America. Those people were living in a bubble.
You would see them on their back porch just talking about how they hate the other races and how women are getting too uppity. And no one else would hear them besides their other friends that raid with them. Nowadays, they're posting on a public forum, and over 1 million people are seeing their stupidity. And then they get mad when they get called out on it.
They get so mad.
I forget who said this, but somebody in a YouTube that I watch was talking about, okay, you're out in the middle of the street in New York City, and you're homeless, and you're muttering to yourself, and maybe one or two people see it and move to the other side and that sort of thing. But, this is about the compression issue. But then, you know, all that is compressed and everybody hears you, and suddenly 1,000 people are looking at you, 10,000, and pointing at you, look at the asshole out there, you know, or agreeing with you maybe even. But it's because of social media that it's an amplifier. Don't people know what an amplifier is?
No.
Seriously.
Because if they knew what an amplifier is, most workplaces, and I'm not just talking about this, even McDonald's has a no social media clause. As in, if you go and call and complain about your boss on social media, that's immediate grounds for dismissal.
Oh, yeah. You have something like that at work, don't you, Vicki?
No.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
What do you mean?
Still, if you went...
No. No,
if you went on social media and you said, all my bosses are ignorant cocksuckers, or something to that term.
Oh, somebody would tell on me, and what would happen?
It wouldn't end nice.
They probably wouldn't. What would happen is that it would be subversive, which I've already experienced anyway. And so you would have like a year I just ended today, where you have the worst kids possible in your last class of the day. I feel like I lived 3 years in just 10 months. That's not what happens. You guys just know from TV and news, Carl. That's not what happens.
Well, of course. I don't know anything. I'll be the first one to admit it.
Yeah, you don't know about schools. You don't know how political they are and torturous.
everything is political nowadays. Blah, 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 blah. It's like every time we get a good guest and it gets out, there's like one or two or three either burgeoning podcasters or people already a podcaster getting in my face like, ooh, do you know how I can do it? Do you know how I can get an interview with them? Do you know how I can get free shit from them? I'm like, fuck you. Just fuck off. Just please fuck off.
Yeah. It's
well,
crazy.
That's what it's all about. It's all about putting one over the other guy so that you can get your peace. That's what it's all about.
Yeah.
And that's what all the kids graduating out of high school right now think. My way of getting my peace. I have to screw you. And I don't have to do it in a nice way because no one's going to – if I do it in a mean way, no one's gonna come back at me. There are no consequences. That's what we haven't talked about, consequences. Because Kelly Marie Tran took the high road, there are no consequences for those sons of bitches who body shamed her, threw all those racist words at her. There's no consequences. They win. She'll be in the next Star Wars. So sorry, baby boys, but she will be in the next Star Wars, and she ultimately wins because she gets her nice paycheck. She gets to go to the Comic-Cons for the rest of her life, blah, blah, blah. But on this other end, down here where the bottom feeders are, they win. And there's no consequences. So what do we do about that?
Isn't it sad that skit that William Shatner did about the Star Trek fans in early 91 is still as relevant, if not more today, than it was back then?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, me and Claude, my life is this show. This show is about movies. And would I act like someone's trying to murder me if they're having a bad movie? No, I'll complain about it. But I won't be like, oh, God, they ruined my life. They killed my childhood. Da, 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 da. If one bad thing in a movie destroys your entire youth, and you probably had a shitty youth.
Or you're looking at it through a silver lining, you know, and too nostalgic. You know, grow up, be an adult for crying out fucking loud.
Being nostalgic.
Well, be like Carl, watch it and try to find anything good in it. That's not
yeah, I agree with that.
That Santa Claus movie.
Well, that still sucks, Stephen, okay?
But, yeah, I mean, really. I just don't understand the fans, and I've lost contact with them before. I mean, they're nothing but a bunch of whiny complainers who want a new movie, but exactly the same movie as before. Why?
Yeah.
The Suspiria trailer come out this week. It looks creepy as hell. And it doesn't look anything like the original.
Yeah.
And I'm happy about that.
Right, right.
Yeah.
I agree.
So I think maybe we ought to move on to some other...
we're
going to
move on.
Okay.
We talked about our idiot, but... he really went to baby town. Then I'm going to let the sports guy talk about this first. But the first thing is that the NFL owners have really buckled in with a really pussy-ass decision. And instead of having the Super Bowl champions go to the White House as usual, sort of whiny orangutan president decided because they didn't agree with him 200%, they're not allowed in the White House.
Well, that brings up a lot of stuff. Okay, number one.
Yeah.
Okay, let's talk about kneeling. Okay, and let's talk about Colin Kaepernick. That's what started all this. Okay, go back to the 68 Olympics. Go back to the Black Power salute. Go back even further, and you will see that there are people who are demonstrating against certain things that they feel are unjust here in this country. You know, Rosa Parks, so on and so forth. If you're black and you're seeing most of your brethren being killed by cops, you have a right to be angry. If you have a right to be angry, it's guaranteed in the Constitution, you have a right to protest. Okay? So, number one, there are many of us that support Colin Kaepernick, okay? This isn't about the national anthem. It never was.
Right.
It never
right.
will be. Okay? This isn't about the military. It's not about the military. It's not about the veterans. In fact, many veterans support this. This is about, ooh, I don't like what he's doing, so, you know, we're going to be against it. Well, you know what? You have that right to believe that, okay? But when it comes right down to it, what he's doing is protected in the Constitution. Therefore, what the owners did, what Goodell, who I think is the worst goddamn commissioner of the NFL I've ever fucking seen, but never mind. You know, they cowed down to pressure from Trump with this idea that you can't kneel now. If you have a problem, you stay in the locker room. Well, what does that do? Oh, we're going to shield all the people, you know, that aren't happy with what's going on, and so that we as a country don't have to look at it. Fuck you. You should look at it, and they should put it in your fucking face until you do
right.
something about the gun violence, until you do something about the police brutality. You know,
yeah.
this is
Carl,
bullshit.
I got three things to say to
okay.
you, and you tell me why they're connected. It goes with it. And this is about all those assholes that are making them stand. And that is putting American flag outside your house and keep it flying 24 hours a day. Using an American flag beach towel, using an American flag bikini. Wow, how are those three really related?
Well, you know, if you take a look at it, you know, they're disrespecting
well,
the flag.
I'm going to answer his question. That's desecration of the flag, and it's written. That's
right.
There's rules against that.
Right.
There's a great routine by Bill Hicks. It goes something like this. Somebody comes up to him, hey, buddy, I didn't like that joke. My dad died in Korea for that flag. Well, I bought mine at Kmart. You know, and look, it says made in Korea. You know, the flag is a symbol. That's all it is. And this whole thing about nationalism and that sort of thing. You know what? We can be proud of U.S. as a nation. But you know what? We should be proud of the world. We should look at this at more globally, because this whole thing about patriotism separates us from them. It's all about separation. And you know what? If we really looked and tried with kindness to reach out to people and that, we could solve homelessness and all this stuff and hunger, but you know we don't think of that. We get so proud in our beliefs of our country that it just colors our whole view that we're better than somebody else, and that gives us Trump. Thank you very much. Enough.
Yeah.
I'm done.
Well, Okay, I have to disagree with you on some of that, Carl.
That's okay. You're allowed to.
I, you know, symbolism is more than just a thing. Symbolism caused and helped promote many wars. Symbolism can bring on compassion. Symbolism can make a person stand up and be courageous. Symbolism can do a lot of things. I wear symbols on my arms for reasons. And some of them bring love into my heart when I look at them. And I remember why I put symbols on my arms.
Well, that's very true of me, too.
So
I mean,
there are people out there who look at the flag not as just a symbol. And so I totally agree with the fact that this is this whole controversy is wrong. No, the people that are like, this is all about disrespecting the flag, that they're wrong. They're just idiots and they're wrong. And I live with one who just, I just don't understand her, why she doesn't see what the whole thing is all about. But you have to, as a person who teaches symbols or symbolism in everything that we do, the things you love so much, movies,
mm-hmm.
you have to respect the emotional attachment that people have to symbols so that you can understand why someone
no.
like my mom would be so
adamant.
How she misunderstands this whole thing
mm-hmm.
because
you know,
of the symbol.
Well, the thing is, you know, being religious too. You know,
right.
I mean,
I look
at the cross. I look at these things,
right.
and I understand exactly what you're saying. And symbols can be used for good. There's no question about that. But we tend to worship the symbols instead of what they mean. Do you understand what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I teach symbolism.
You know, it's the symbol itself that is sacred, not what it represents.
Yeah.
Right.
We have to understand what it represents first.
Or as Sam Fuller called it, the rally around the flag bullshit.
Yeah. Absolutely.
But my thing is, they're saying the football players, they're desecrating the flag by not standing at our national anthem. Oh, so
right.
you can decide which is desecration or not. If you look at the flag rules, you're desecrating the flag by keeping it up 24/7. You're desecrating
exactly.
the flag by keeping the flag hanging out, let me finish, outside of your house until it becomes an ugly, flated piece of shit.
Right.
You're desecrating
right.
the flag by letting your women folks wear a bikini with that's got the American flag out, or a beach towel, or the T-shirt. Sorry,
yep.
there are desecrations too if you follow the rules.
That's
absolutely.
Right. That's
plus,
the most right.
Screw the national anthem. Screw the national anthem. I prefer America by Woody Guthrie.
Oh, that's a good one. I like America the Beautiful. You know, it talks about
same
the song. Land. I love it.
Yeah.
You know,
I prefer
so what would you rather have our national anthem? This land is our land or America, you know, America God shed his grace.
But okay, so since we're talking about this, I have to put in, I lived in Frederick, Maryland. Frederick, Maryland is the home of Francis Scott Key.
Yeah.
Who wrote the national anthem. In fact, the baseball team is called the Frederick Keys. Okay? And I have said this to so many people at work when I was working on music and arts. You know, I think it's it's a drinking song. You know, let's get drunk and let's sing. It is. It's originally a drinking song.
And it's impossible
okay?
to fucking sing.
And it's impossible to fucking sing. Exactly.
Not from the
yeah.
little girl
so you know
sang
what?
The other night at graduation. She sang it good.
You know,
Well, the whole thing is that third note, make sure that's the lowest note in your range. Oh, say. See, now I can sing it. That's the key. But nonetheless,
yeah.
I've always been a fan of America the Beautiful. The other one, too, is there's a wonderful lyrics to Finlandia by Sibelius. It's a hymn. I'd have to look it up. But that's beautiful, too. I'd go with those two
America?
Before I...
Is
what?
That hymn about America?
It's not about America. Actually, there is a someone did write a lyric to it that is specifically about America, but it's more about the land.
You can't have a national anthem without it being about the nation.
Well, you know, again, the land. You know, it's about the land. It's about respecting
Egypt,
the land and
the
all.
Land.
Well, okay, fine. The land can be. I'm a globalist. Okay,
I know it's been a while. But yes. Do not fight with Carl about music. That's like fighting a fucking rabid weasel in a corner with a broomstick. You're not going to win because he's just going to get madder and madder and keep going for his point no matter what, even if it's wrong.
And how many times have I been wrong when I'm arguing with you, Vicky? Like every time?
Pretty close. I've given it to you maybe 2% of the time.
You know, when we met, we met over the internet, and I was just amazed at how good she could argue. So I made some sort of comment, and then she started at me like, I'm in love.
But you never ever thought that I could.
Yeah.
So anyway,
the last minute agenda. Okay, in America, it's illegal to. The Jim Crow laws are illegal now. It's illegal to protest against Americans. But if you're a gay or transgender, a baker can tell you to go fuck yourself because you're gay or transgender.
That's right.
How the hell did we get here?
There are two words. Wait, there's another one, too. Bush. Bush and Trump.
Yeah.
Stack the Supreme Court.
You know, and something, you know, this is about Christian rights, right? Okay, but let's just go and forget that for a second. You run a business. You run a business, okay? What's the idea of a business? Take care of your customer, get money, and to make money. And if you refuse a customer, you know, because of a certain reason, that reason better be good. Like the customer comes in and basically starts destroying your stock or whatever. Fine, I can see that. But to go and refuse a customer because of their lifestyle, you know what? Okay, so you're a Christian company, and you see a gay person, you know they're gay, and you say, no, I'm not going to take care of you. Well, you know, the way I look at it is this. You know what? Maybe that is their right. Do that. But you know what else? If you're the gay customer that's been refused, it's your right to bitch and moan about it. It's your right to get all your, you know, to get the gay community to protest
all
against them right outside their door. And that. And you know what? That's going to hurt your business. And you know what? This is the whole point. So there was that Colorado bakery who did this, and then suddenly the backlash. You know, how stupid are you to make that an issue? When you want to make money, that means, you know what? Your personal beliefs don't trump the customer's needs ever. Now,
yeah.
To be honest, that's one time with me, it did. And I'll tell you this story very quickly. I ran the music store in Bradford, and by the time I came back, we got very heavy into church music. I had hymnals. I had churches dealing with me because there was no the Christian bookstore was going under, and the guy who ran
it. He was the godfather of Christian music.
So anyway, this Baptist preacher comes in, and he starts railing against gays and railing against, you know, how God hates them, and they're, you know, and I just said, oh, is that true? Okay, so I pulled out a Baptist hymnal. I said, well, if you really believe that, then what you need to do is go through your hymnal and make sure that there isn't anything by any gay authors or composers. Oh, look, there's Ralph Vaughan Williams. I started tearing pages out of the hymnal. Oh, and there's this. And he starts looking at me like, you know, you're going to go to hell with him. I said, fine, here's your fucking Bible. Get out of my store. Here's your fucking hymnal. Get out of my store. Because you don't talk about, you know. That's the only time I ever did that. And I'm proud of that, to be honest.
You know what I would do if they did that in my hometown? Big bakery's like, we don't serve gays in our town. You know what I'd do?
What?
I'd open up a damn bakery and give all gays 30% off just because of the sheer amount of business
yep.
I would get.
That's right.
Absolutely.
The guy who refused on his religious beliefs, he's an idiot. Because every single gay couple or anyone who's gay is never, ever going to his bakery, ever, ever, for a birthday
yeah.
cake, for a celebration cake, what for pastries, ever. And, you know, this might sound, it's not, but gays love their pastries, and they love putting on their parties and their little brunches and everything. So, dude, you just screwed your business.
Let's just add that. Let's just say you're a mother of a gay son or gay daughter. You're not going
yeah.
there. You're friends of a gay person. You're not going there.
Yeah.
Your cousin.
Yeah.
You're an uncle. You were born them. You're not going to go there. That it's like a shockwave. It doesn't get
yeah.
smaller as it reaches out. It gets bigger.
It's an avalanche. It's a snowball.
Yeah.
It's a snowball effect. That's what they've always called it.
And they've already had to shut down their bakery because everybody was pissed off at them.
You know, but you know the thing is to normalize this type of hatred. I think, well, I don't think I know it's a horrific thing to do, because you know what? In my opinion, okay, it's anti-Christian, because if you take a look at the Bible and you take a look at Christ. What did he do? He talked to the Samaritan woman. He stopped them from stoning a prostitute. He always, always took the side of the oppressed. Always. I said years ago, a friend of mine,
yeah.
if Christ ever came back on this earth, the first place he would go is a gay bar. In a heartbeat.
And here's the thing. What's one of the Ten Commandments? I mean, it's a very important one.
Well, it's not the Ten Commandments. It's the Golden Rule is what it's called, Stephen. But go ahead.
Yeah, the Golden Rule. Well, love thy neighbor as thou would love thyself.
Yeah.
So if you
love
hate
thy neighbor,
gays, if you hate blacks, if you hate anybody, you hate yourself for some reason.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, that's the whole thing. People who hate so much, they hate themselves. And that's the biggest problem of all.
And they use Christianity to normalize it, okay?
Or
and,
whatever.
And, you know, one of the things I hate explaining, but I do all the time, is when I say I'm a Christian, well, I'm not one of those fundamentalists. I'm not one of those. You know, there's... We should all be on the same track here if we if we're quote Christian, and that includes, the Jewish religion and the Muslims and that. It should all be about, caring for the other, and that the differences are fine. Okay, we can, be different, but we can still have the same aim, and that's the thing about this whole thing that bothers me. That this is about Christian and religious freedom. Fuck you. This isn't about religious freedom. This is about normalizing prejudice, normalizing hatred. And God damn our Supreme Court for doing what they did. Okay, that's enough of that. I'm done.
And also, this is a big one, too. If you are on the all left and politically correct and damn someone for what they said in a book or for words they say or for making you feel uncomfortable, sorry, you're just as bad as the alt-right racists.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hate totally. Is hate is hate is hate.
It really
For the record,
me.
I'm not a liberal. I'm not a Republican. I think they both can. Both sides can really go to hell because they don't know what the hell they're doing. And I'm against libertarians because they lean too much in the fucking Art Bell territory.
Yeah, I agree. Too much, what you said.
Well, you know what? If I really look at it, I would consider myself an old school libertarian, which is a lot different than what the Tea Party is
you're
and what libertarians are now. Yeah.
No, you're a humanist.
Very much. Yeah, I guess you could call that. Or humanist Christian.
You're pro-human
which
race.
Of course. Yeah. The government shouldn't bother us and we shouldn't bother the government. That means in terms of a woman's right to abortion is her decision not to be, and things like that. I'm very liberal on those social type of things, which true libertarians should be. But, okay, never mind. Enough. Where to now, old Grand Poobah?
Yeah.
Let's see. Well, we got 6 minutes, so I think it might be time to wrap things up. I think we did pretty damn good for just an hour.
Okay, do we only have 6 minutes left? We only have this for 90 minutes?
Yeah. Oh, yeah,
okay,
for 90
very
minutes.
Very quickly,
yeah.
Can I add something here because we didn't get to it? There was an article that happened here not too long ago, which I saw. I think it was earlier this week, and we were talking about the gamers. And David Hogg, who is one of the Parkland students who is protesting the NRA because of the slaughter there, he was swatted. What that basically means is that David Hogg, somebody called the police and said that his family was being held hostage, and so the SWAT team came in ready for bear. Now, we could go briefly into what the background of this, but this is not only dangerous, this should be against the fucking law. What they did could have endangered his whole family and killed some of his family. How fucking dare they? Okay, that's all I wanted to say. If you want to do something brief about
it. Well, we can talk some more, but the quote broke it down. Yes, I'm a movie guy, but this line fits. What's scarier, that happened or that it happened so much they actually got a term for it?
They got a term for it. That's even scarier. And where did it all come from, Stephen?
Where it started is that some people do live streams of video games on YouTube. So these assholes would hack them and find their addresses and get the SWAT team to raid the house in the middle of it. And yes, a person ended up getting shot. They're being concussions. And sending out the SWAT team like that with full regalia, that's about $1,000 a pop.
Oh, that's probably more than that.
Yeah, that's about an average of $1,000. But, yeah, I mean, One guy got arrested for it because they tracked him down, and he was pissed off that he got like 4 years, six. It was like 15 to 18 in juvenile hall over it. And he's like, it was just a joke. I should be going to jail.
That's the prank.
Again,
stuff.
Take responsibility. Understand what the fuck you're doing.
Well,
you know, and this is dangerous because of the political implications for David and his family. And my heart goes out to them. Anyway, maybe enough, guys. I mean, this has been a tough show. We've done really well. I'm proud of all of you.
Here's the biggest thing that I can say. This has been a week for graduations across the USA. To all everyone who graduated this week, God bless you, and may you have a great rest of your life, and try to do something with your life, and don't waste it.
Well,
and
absolutely.
You made it through the American school system unscathed. That's enough to party as is.
You know, you just had graduation, Vicki. Do you want to say anything to your graduates?
No, I already have.
Oh, okay.
They're all on their way. And I just talked to one right before. And the phone call that would happen early in the show was from a graduate. So I'm still talking to them.
And thank you to all the teachers that actually give a shit nowadays, even though they have to fight against 2 tons of horse shit every year on about everything there is.
Yes, thank
you.
Yeah,
you love the red tape, don't you, Vicki?
I wish that it was just red tape, okay? If it was just red tape, I'd be okay with that. It's a hell of a lot more now.
I never thought that we'd reach a point in America where a teacher would have to get line note checks on fucking literature. I want to teach my poem. Oh, God, no, we got to check with the school board. What do you mean? We got to check with the school board before you teach him his poem, and then we got to check with the parents. We got to make sure it's all right.
Oh, it's not. That's not it. I have a pacing guide, and I must stick to the curriculum of this book that doesn't have Thoreau in it, and it doesn't have Steinbeck in it, and I have to stick to that. It's a pacing guide, language arts has a pacing guide.
Some of the banned books, like 1984 is a very scary book, but the way he writes it is so beautiful.
Slaughterhouse-Five.
Everyone should read and not watch HBO's Fahrenheit 451. Everyone should read Fahrenheit 451 because the way Bradbury
wrote it. What didn't you like about
it?
I've been waiting for this.
They eliminated an important character in the beginning of the book. Montag on HBO Fahrenheit 451 is a young man who's single. He doesn't have his wife. Mildred, today the CDC came out with a really horrible statistics on American suicide, up 25% over the past 10 years, 25%. And they X'd out of Fahrenheit 451 Mildred, who over and over again commits suicide, and they bring her back because her life has no hope. It has no meaning. All she does is watch TV, listen to music, and there's nothing there. She has an empty life, so she commits suicide. So pertinent to today, and yet Hollywood stripped the book. Oh, God. And they made Clarice sexy. Oh, yeah, really sexy. A 17-year-old in the book, it says, I'm 17. I'm Clarice, and I'm 17. And they made her, for the Hollywood HBO, sexy. Oh, okay. Couple things I hate about it.
Well, you remember, he finds her sexy in the book, but not because of her look. It's
because
of how much she
sparks.
Loves
well,
books.
He doesn't find her sexy. He finds her appealing in the fact that
yeah.
she is young and yet she knows so much. And so
right.
he wants to spend time with her because he wants to talk to her. Well, he doesn't want to have sex with her, HBO. He wants to talk to her. That's the whole point of the fucking book. Oh, okay. I sound like Carl now. I'm done.
Don't worry. Don't worry, Vicky. We still
okay.
got Jason Statham versus a 40-foot shark in August, so there's hope left.
We also have Denzel Washington as Robert McCall in The Equalizer, too, so there's
yeah.
that, too.
And plus,
yeah.
any year with Annihilation, which I heard is a pretty goddamn good adaptation of H.P. Lovecraft's The Color Out of Space.
I really like Annihilation. In fact, the second time I watched it, really scared the crap out of me. The first time I watched it, I was amazed trying to figure out what was going on. But the second time I watched it alone in my house, whoa, I'm like, oh, shit, this is scary stuff. Because
yeah.
it could be real. It very well could happen. Oh, it's scary. Yes, scary.
And
by the way, Vicky,
night,
I saw Arrival. And
oh,
I loved it.
Yeah, Arrival's really good. It's not scary. It's just really good.
Yeah. All right,
and,
Steve.
But all night. Oh, go ahead, Carl.
No, no, you go ahead. I said, go ahead, Steve.
Well, to wrap it up, tomorrow night we're doing Animation, the show part two on Doc Sludge's House of Horror. And if you like the last one, it's going to be about everything that we forgot to put on. And Sunday, or Fun Day, well, it's going to be Joel D. Weinkamp, independent actor and director who was an actor in Tim Ritter's Truth or Dare and other things. And Monday is Christoph's show
Christoph.
Again. And Tuesday, if Carlton put it together, he's going to do a show on, what was the subject again?
On music. It's going to be
on
about
music.
That article that I tapped you on about how modern popular music is actually scientifically now proven to suck.
Yeah.
I know, no.
Yeah.
I'll get you that article. I'll get you that big that video, Vicky. They really
okay.
do talk about scientific analysis on it. It's very good.
Please do.
On August 24th, me and Carl will be doing the movie that created the last really great cult movement in the United States when it comes to movies. That would be Alejandro Jodorowsky's El Topo. Yes, we'll
yep.
be doing a live watch of it. And Carl will tell me 20 times, this is a bet. Every time Carl says, shut up, Steve, I want to talk about this religious connotation in this movie, take a shot. No, half a shot.
Yeah, you'll be very, very drunk. Trust me.
Yeah. And thank you, Carl and Vicky, and coming on and to other people. Why? Why must you be stupid? Please. Why can't we just be smart and get along with everybody again? Those were the fun days when everybody got along.
Not that that ever really happened, but at least we tried. We're not even trying now.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Say goodnight, people.
Good night.
Okay. Good night, people.
Good night. Thank you much.
Bye. That's it, man. Game over, man. It's game over.
motion gun. Open the circuit.
Blood chamber pressure increases. It's at full.
All the ship's energy is now in the wave motion gun.
I doubt anyone here would recognize civic virtue if it reached up and bit you in the ass.
Oh, did I hurt your feelings?
Only Magneto's right. There's a war coming.
Danger, Will Robinson. Danger.
You sure you're on the right side?